several elements. There is an interesting thing. If you want to create a tuple that only has one element, then the syntax is a bit special. So I want to create here a tuple with just one element. In that case, I must put here a comma. Because if you forget the comma, it will simply be a string between parentheses. So it will be just a string. However, if you put there a comma, it will be a tuple of size 1. Let's try. Okay, t is just a string. Its type is a simple string between parentheses. However, if I put here a comma, it will become a tuple.
So does this mean that always the last comma is irrelevant? You have more.
That you can use commas at the end of a list.
When you create a list,
if there's more than one element, but
if there are more than one element, the last comma is not necessary.
Okay. You can use.
Let's see. Yeah, it's discarded.
You do the same for list.
I never tried it. Yeah, it's optional. But if you know that there are no more elements, I wouldn't put it there.
Sometimes it comes when you make a long list so that you write every line the same. Every item.
In a new line.
And you put the comma at the end of the line. Then you don't need to make the last line different than the other lines.
Yeah. In that case, it's a good idea.
Because you can't do that in C#, I think. So I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do. No.
There is an exercise. Tuple 02. I would like you to solve it now. It's at the beginning. Distance between two points, tuple 02. Here you can download the source code. Don't forget to rename it. The extension should be simply .py. And in a two-dimensional space, we have two points. And we want to calculate the distance between these two points. So what is the distance between these two points? That's the question. And for storing the xy coordinates of these points, we use a tuple for that. So we have P1, this is the x, this is the y coordinate. And we know that these points won't move, so we can use tupper, which is an immutable object. We cannot modify them. We have the two points, they are fixed. Okay. So tuple is a good choice in this case. And we call a function distance, and we pass these two tuples. And here you need to calculate the distance. If you need the square root, then import the math module, and in the math module, which is part of the standard library, there is sqrt. It will tell you the square root of a number.
Ilmestyykö ne teille sinne silloin, kun mä lisään täällä ne itseksi?
Kyllä.
Onko tullut kahdesti kellekään mitään? Mulle tuli ainakin itselle tuli yksi äsken kahdesti.
Kahdesti vaan tuossa vei.
Täh? Mitä?
Tää tulee kahdesti, jos on itse vai?
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. It's not really a problem. I wasn't here yesterday, but I managed to follow the videos just fine and did everything that was on team and stuff. So I'm pretty much at the same point as everyone else, or at least I should be.
So if this is A, this is B, and this is C, then how can we calculate the value of C? What is the equation? Think of Pythagoras. Yeah?
It's the square root of a square plus b
square. Exactly. So in the you don't need to solve it in one line. It will be quite unreadable if you do it in one line. So you can calculate first, distance. you can calculate first A, then B, and then you return the result, for instance. There is an operator in Python to raise a number to the power of another number. It is the star star. So 2 to the power of 3, it's, for instance, 8. Who is ready? And what is the result?
I was just changing this.
Mm-hmm. That's it. No, not really.
Wait,
it should be 583, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm, good. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Where is the result? Can you run it? Oh yeah, I can see. Okay. So the result is 583 something. If you got it, then you have the good solution. Let's move on. And let's see this example. I will write a program for this. We have a function, for instance, get movie info. For instance, we access the database and we read a record from a table. And we return that record as a tuple. So let's return this. You see, the elements have different data types. And when we call it in the main function, we want to store these three values in three different variables. I will show you a naive way and then a better way. So, what is the return value of getMovieInfo? What is the type of the return value?
Tuple.
It's a tuple. So let's store it in a variable. And then we have the name of the movie, we have the year, and we have the score. So we could write here T0, T1, and T2. Then let's print name, year, and score. Okay, we have the result. But if you write this, it doesn't look very nice to access T0, T1, T2. So that is a better way. Here, on the left side, we can write the three variables, name, year, and score. Delete these lines. And if we execute it, it works the same way. You can also put it between parentheses, but it's not necessary. So I will just remove those parentheses. So what is happening here? We call getMovieInfo, which returns a tuple of size 3. So here we will have, when this function returns, here on the right side we will have this tuple of 3 elements. On the left side we have 3 variables. So Python will do a so-called value unpacking. It will take the first element of the tuple, which is total recall, and it will assign it to name. It takes the second element, 1990, assign it to year. Third element, 7.5, assign it to score. So, here is the equation side. On the right side, we have a tuple of 3 elements. On the left side, we have exactly the same number of variables, 3. So it will do a value unpacking and assign each element of the tuple to the corresponding variable. So this is a nice way to extract data from a tuple. And it also works with lists.
But what happens if you have less items on the left side?
I think you will get an error.
Of course, you get error about the using score without. In the print, you must also take it away.
Ah, okay. Yeah, there are too many values on the right side.
Because sometimes I have seen some trick that they are taking only few of those items. But
yeah, there is a trick in Python 3. I think it's the star, maybe.
Or underscore or something.
Yeah, underscore. And then it will work. Underscore is the valid name of a variable, and we use this underscore when to store values that we do not need. So here in this case I do not need the third value, so we can assign it to underscore.
But except it's exactly the same that you give a name called temp or
something. Yeah.
It's shorter.
It stands for a temp variable. So it also works with lists. Let's change the return value type to a list between square brackets, and this value unpacking also works with a list. And another...
But does it work for list if you take the third element away?
I guess there will be an error again. Yeah. There is another interesting feature in Python that you can swap two variables without using a temp variable. So for instance, we have x is 3, y is 6, and we want to swap the values. You can simply write xy equals yx. And now x is 6, y is 3, if you execute it. And how does it work? And why does it work? First, the right side will be evaluated. So y is 6, x is 3. And now it will do a parallel assignment to the left side. So the value 6 will be assigned to the first variable x, 3 will be assigned to the second variable y. So x is 6 and y is 3. So if you need to change, if you need to swap two variables, you can use this trick. Yeah. Now let's see another very nice feature of Python. It is called list comprehensions. And the goal of a list comprehension is to create a list in a compact way. Let's see first the right side without a list comprehension. So this is the normal way. We have the numbers, these four numbers, in a list.